Very good morning and welcome to Psyched Sundays with Suzanne Radford
and Samina Shaheem.
And you are celebrating Daddy Cool Father's Day today.
My daddy's cool. For sure. I can tell you my daddy is super cool. He talks about rap songs to my son. He's up on the music, knows what's going on. Cool dads are cool.
Yeah, indeed. We are celebrating fathers, dads of Dubai, dads all over the globe. The things we love about them, the things they have taught us, and how the role of a father has changed over the years. When you think of your dad, what springs to mind? Guardian, protector, provider, someone to go to for advice, someone who makes you laugh. Now, a father, of course, can play many roles, and this role may change in your life as you both grow older. We'll be exploring the role of fathers this morning and how they've changed over the generations.
Right, as a recognition for the day that it is, but not necessarily only on this day, it's for every day of the year, to remember them, to salute them, to thank them for all the hard work and positive efforts that, you know, dads of yesterday, God bless their souls, you know, if they're no longer with us today and tomorrow, and to honor the idea of the possibilities that fatherhood, as we have seen throughout time and history, throughout culture, has changed. And with every generation, that change brings about differences in the development of the children that they influence.
So Father's Day, let's just have a little look at the celebration that it is, the 19th of June. In many places in the world, it is the third Sunday of June is always Father's Day, but it does vary around the world. And a little bit of history on Father's Day as well.
Yes, it's true. In, like, for example, in Bulgaria, they celebrate on June 20th, Canada as well. But for example, in Australia, first Sunday in September. Did you know that? So different days. New Zealand, first Sunday in September as well. Norway, second Sunday in November. And if, you know, living in a diverse society that we're living in, we could be celebrating Father's Day, I think, once a month around the globe. So definitely a day to celebrate.
Now, according to my research, Father's Day is a celebration that started in the early 20th century to complement Mother's Day, and of course, celebrating fatherhood and male parenting. It's celebrated on a variety of days worldwide and typically involves gift-giving, special dinners to fathers, and family-orientated activities. But it can vary across cultures. The first observance of Father's Day took place in Fairmont, West Virginia, on the 5th of July, 1908. It was organized by Mrs. Grace Golden Clayton, who wanted to celebrate the lives of the 210 fathers who had been lost in the Monagh mining disaster several months earlier there in West Virginia. It is possible that Clayton was influenced by the first celebration of Mother's Day the same year, just a few miles away. Clayton chose the Sunday nearest to the birthday of her recently deceased father. Unfortunately, the day was overshadowed by other events in the city. West Virginia did not officially register the holiday, and it was not celebrated again. All the credit for Father's Day went to Sonora Dodd from Spokane, who invented independently her own celebration of Father's Day just 2 years later, also influenced by Jarvis's Mother's Day. Clayton's celebration was forgotten until 1972, when one of the attendants to the celebration saw Nixon's proclamation of Father's Day and worked to recover its legacy. The celebration is now held every year in various places of worship, and that's how it all began, apparently.
Very interesting.
From the United States.
Mm-hmm. And going back a little bit further, what I came across was the roots of Father's Day go all the way back to Babylon. So almost 4,000 years ago, there was a card that was found that was made out of clay. And on it was a message from a young boy named El-Misu to his father. It was the Father's Day message of good health and long life. So about 4,000 years ago. That kind of exchange has been going on for a long time. But what do you think about pinning down a day, Suzanne, for such a day? Do you think it's a lot of people complain, like many of the other festivities and occasions? They say, why do we need one day? It's commercial, you know, people making money out of it, restaurants advertising for it, cards and flowers and so on.
Well, I think that's the case with so many days that are marked, you know, celebrations, festivals, that in its origin was good meaning. And why not take a day to just, you know, mark and highlight and do something special? But of course, in all good true modern times, business takes over and it has become commercial. And it was interesting looking at the numbers that you pulled off regarding cards and the sale of cards. Now, this is something that may be on the decline a little bit.
Because of the internet.
Because of the internet, e-cards, and people are texting and sending messages via social networking sites rather than buying an actual card.
Right.
And that's an interesting topic in itself. But yeah, just looking here, Valentine's Day, 143 million Valentine cards were bought. Mother's Day, 139 million. Mm-hmm. And Father's Day, 94 million.
So it's third on the list, huh? So
yeah.
It's high up there.
But it is quite significantly below Mother's Day, and I think that's interesting as well. So how is it that we really would definitely get something for Mom and not necessarily buy a card or get something for Dad?
Right.
What's that about? The connotations around, is that the mother almost would, well, is it that you think the mother would be more upset if they didn't receive something, and the father's a little bit not so, you know, bothered? Or is it that we think they're more deserving to be acknowledged than dads?
And the messages on those cards too, I was going through them, you know, looking at the mother's one versus the father's one. There seems to be a different tone with the mother's than the father's. With the mother's, it's more affectionate and intimate, whereas with the father's, it seems to be a little bit more appreciative and a little bit more distant, I would say, in comparison to the mothers. When you mentioned about social networks like Facebook and social those types of sites, it was my birthday recently, and I asked my son, so are you going to be sending me some flowers? He said, Mom, I already did. Check your wall on Facebook. So sending flowers on Facebook as a way, or sending happy Father's Day, happy Mother's Day message, definitely is replacing much of what we used to do traditionally.
What do we feel about that? Do you feel we're losing something in the sentiment, in the emotion, or in fact as the receiver, is it the same to receive something via a social networking site or via text than actually getting something in your hand and seeing somebody that's written, you know, by their fair hand, their pen, that thought has gone into it? Is it any less? I think what's great about social networking is maybe you're more in touch with people that you wouldn't usually send cards to.
Yeah.
But I think nearest and dearest, isn't it nice to open a card on a birthday or on Father's Day or whenever it may be?
Yeah, and to keep it, you know, to have it physically in front of you, like photos as well. So it's nice to keep those cards, to keep those memories, those handwritten notes. I was reading some of the sites that I was going through about relationships between children and their father. And one of the things that I came across, I think you sent that my way, Suzanne, was little notes that a father used to write for his daughter or for his son as well. He had both a daughter and a son. And both of these children kept these notes all the way up into adulthood. And they would often refer to them. So little stickets, didn't even have to be very formally written or elaborate in any depth, but just little bits of advice, little notes of remembrance, little points of guidance that if we keep and we go back and look at can be very, very touching and special.
And also the idea of what's been passed down to you. So what is it that you've learned from your dad, from your father? What are the lessons that he taught you that you've carried with you and maybe you're passing on now to your children? And if you're a dad here in Dubai, let us know what's the best thing about being a dad. And mums as well, of course, you know, we're going to be talking later in the show about mum's expectations. So when they see their husband as a father to their child, you know, what do you think about your husband being a daddy, you know, a good dad, but really what is it that's very extra special about your partner being a father to your child?